The Wonder Book of Bible Stories by Logan Marshall. Chapter 3. The Story of Hagar and Ishmael. After the great flood, the family of Noah and those who came after him grew in number until, as the years went on, the earth began to be full of people once more. But there was one great difference between the people who had lived before the flood and those who lived after it. Before the flood, all the people stayed close together, so that very many lived in one land, and no one lived in other lands. After the flood, families began to move from one place to another, seeking for themselves new homes. Some went one way, and some another, so that as the number of people grew, they covered much more of the earth than those who had lived before the flood. Part of the people went up to the north and built a city called Nineveh, which became the ruling city of a great land called Assyria, whose people were called Assyrians. Another company went away to the west and settled by the great river Nile and founded the land of Egypt with its strange temples and pyramids, its sphinx and its monuments. Another company wandered northwest until they came to the shore of the great sea, which they called the Mediterranean Sea, where they founded the cities of Sidon and Tyre, where the people were sailors, sailing to countries far away and bringing home many things from other lands, to sell to the people of Babylon and Assyria and Egypt and other countries. Among the many cities which the people built were two called Sodom and Gomorrah. The people in these cities were very wicked and nearly all destroyed. One good man named Lot and his family escaped. There was another good man named Abraham who did not live in these cities. He tried to do God's will and was promised a son to bring joy into his family. After Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed, Abraham moved his tent and his camp away from that part of the land and went to live near a place called Gerar in the southwest, not far from the great sea. And there at last the child whom God had promised to Abraham and Sarah his wife was born when Abraham, his father, was a very old man. They named this child Isaac, as the angel had told them he should be named. And Abraham...